From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Public Gardens Day is Saturday, May 7th, and William Holman, Executive Director of Dothan Area Botanical Gardens, joins us by Skype with a preview. William Holman, thanks for joining us again this spring from Dothan.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, for asking me to spend a few minutes with you. I always enjoy visiting with you.
Dothan Area Botanical Gardens is close to my heart, William, because I remember before the gardens were established, I was astounded at what has developed in some 50 acres of cultivated gardens. That goes back to what year?
Well, we started in the early 90s. And we really started out of a meeting of the Wiregrass Master Gardeners. This was maybe the second year that they were in existence, and the subject of a botanical gardens came up, and they said, let's create one. So what we are enjoying today is really the result of the local Master Gardeners group and people on that committee and people in the community that got on board. And wasn't too long before they had found a piece of land and were able to purchase it, and they got underway of creating a beautiful, beautiful garden.
Speaking of gardens, at the end of this week, on May the 7th, National Public Gardens Day will be happening across the United States. How about Dothan Area Botanical Gardens? Are you participating?
Yes, we are, and we participated for the first time last year and had a wonderful response and are excited about this year's National Public Gardens Day. It's actually a whole week. We only celebrate one day of it. But on that day, May the 7th, we are going to waive admission and invite everyone to come to the gardens. We want to show off the gardens and let you see what's here and to learn a little bit about your garden. And we're going to have experts scattered throughout the garden to answer questions and to do activities. The Camellia Society will be on hand, and the Daylily Society representatives will be here, and Rose Society, and we'll have people in practically every garden here to talk to you and explain to you a little bit about that garden and answer questions you might have about different aspects of gardening. There'll be some kids' activities, food trucks, storytelling and reading of children's books. It's just going to be a fun day. It'll be from 10 to 4. We encourage you to come out and explore the Dothan Area Botanical Garden.
I want to drop back and talk with you, William, about your background. You're one of the more highly trained environmental educators in our entire coverage area. It has to do with the National Audubon Society.
Carolyn, I was fortunate in that many years ago, when I graduated from Auburn, I learned about an outdoor school called the National Audubon Society Expedition Institute, and it was run by the National Audubon Society. It was considered an off-campus program. What was unique about it is that we traveled the country. There was three individual groups of us of about 18 students apiece, and we literally had 2 years of college put into an outdoor setting. You know, we visited national parks, state parks. We did anything and everything from coast to coast and into Newfoundland and Nova Scotia. And it was a true expedition in that we hiked and backpacked and canoed all over the country. And the thing about it that was so amazing to me is that I literally spent 18 months of my life sleeping on the ground in a sleeping bag and living out of a backpack. But it truly showed me how beautiful this country is and how unique it is, and got to meet people all over the country. But it made me realize how special the Wiregrass region is. It made me want to come back and have my career here in the Wiregrass region. But I was fortunate. I learned a lot and saw a lot, and it was just a unique time in my life to travel the country and to spend that much time outdoors and under the stars, and got to see everything from the Grand Canyon to snorkeling on the Keys and snowshoeing in Yosemite Park and just doing a wide variety of things. And it really, I think, shaped my love of the outdoors and wanting to share that with others.
Didn't you get a master's degree out of this?
I did. My degree was in environmental education. Our teachers on this school or on this program were professionals, either geologists or naturalists that worked in national parks. But my degree was in environmental education, and it actually came from Lesley College in Cambridge, but it was considered an off-campus program.
You know, that Audubon link, William, is reflected in the great backyard bird count and Dothan Area Botanical Gardens. Didn't you do that this past year? And also, you're participating in the Wiregrass Birding Trail?
Yes, the garden is one of the attractions or sites of the Wiregrass Birding Trail. And as you know, there are different birding trails all over the state. And so we are beginning to do more and more programming in the area of birds and bird watching. And the Great Backyard Bird Count is a annual bird count that citizens can do, and you can do it in your backyard, or you can, like in our case, visit a park or garden. You have an opportunity for 3 days to record all the different birds you see, and that's turned in to Cornell University. And ornithologists there who study bird migration and bird populations take all this data from all over the country. And it's a true citizen science project. People can turn in their information, and scientists use that to formulate their theories and to double-check migration patterns and that kind of thing. We did it, and it's an annual thing. Every February it's done, and it's actually become a worldwide participation of citizen science, and people all over the world participated. But we'll be doing it every year here at the Botanical Garden, and we'll be turning our numbers in along with everybody else's numbers to help the ornithologists that are researching birds.
One reason this is so important, I have learned from ornithologists that we have lost about a third of our songbirds, William, and we know that these birds eat insects that cause human disease.
That's right. You know, they're great indicators of our environment. If you don't have insects, you're not going to have birds. And people many times don't make that connection that, you know, if I don't have insects in my backyard, I'm not going to have birds in my backyard. So it's an important thing. And we're going to be doing more and more programming to educate the public about birds and how important they are.
Well, let's remind the listeners one more time that coming up May the 7th, National Public Gardens Day, and Dothan Area Botanical Gardens, to my knowledge, is the only public gardens in our Alabama radio coverage area.
That's correct. There's not many public gardens in Alabama, and we are fortunate to have the Dothan Area Botanical Garden here in the Wiregrass region. May the 7th, we will open the doors. We won't charge any admission, and we want to encourage people to come out and explore the garden and see what we're all about. We're going to have experts throughout the garden that day to answer your questions about gardening. There'll be hands-on activities for kids. There'll be food, storytelling for kids, children's books. It'll be just a great day to come and see the garden. Love to have the chance to meet you and talk with you.
I want to thank you for your visit today at Dothan Area Botanical Gardens, and it's such an important part of our radio coverage area, William.
Well, thank you so much, Carolyn, and thank you so much for what you do. And I've enjoyed working with you over the years and look forward to working with you more.
And so do I with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate all your help.
Joining us by Skype was William Holman, Executive Director of Dothan Area Botanical Gardens, which will celebrate Public Gardens Day on Saturday, May 7th. More information can be found at the website, dabg.com. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.